Welcome to the God's Word portion of the worship from Daleville Christian Church. We do need to begin with our advertisement that Daleville Christian Church is looking for a student or relocating pastor to come on staff at Daleville Christian Church to train to take over the present lead pastor position upon my retirement in a year. The congregation can offer either a part-time or full-time position to learn leading this small but forward-looking congregation. Inquiries or resumes may be sent to me at Daleville Pastor 1, that's Daleville Pastor number 1, at mac.com. We also like to remind listeners that each one of us decides in our own heart whether we will believe in God or which God, if any, we will believe in. To leave these matters of the heart undecided is similar to leaving a boat unanchored at dock or port. One has to hope that the wind won't come up or the storm or hurricane will land somewhere else far away. Anchors and matters of the heart should not be decided in a state of emergency. How many of us are that cool under that kind of pressure in a crisis? You could take time today or this week to consider and decide these matters. They can remain open for review, but have the basics down, at least. Then you can live what you believe, always less stressful, much more peaceful to live what you believe. I can only talk about Jesus. As a minister, I'm a minister of God's Word, the Bible. I don't know anything else to talk about. I can only speak with any authority on matters of my own heart. You will have to decide about matters of your heart. We begin with an affirmation of our faith, certainly appropriate for this Sunday, from 1 Corinthians in the 15th chapter. We believe Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. The reading of God's Word for today is from Matthew's Gospel, the 16th chapter. I would have us look at the 16th through 18th verses and then the 21st through the 23rd verses. Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it." From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. "Never, Lord," he said, "this shall never happen to you." And Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." May the Lord add this blessing to this reading of his holy word. This is the first Sunday after Resurrection Sunday, Easter. I want us to take up a Bible theme that was touched on last week. And yes, we're going to talk about resurrection. But to talk about resurrection, we have to talk about death. Death is no one's favorite topic. And yet, it is one way, perhaps one of the most profound ways, that we creatures can talk about God's love for us. Perhaps I should mention something obvious about the Bible. The Bible is not a philosophy textbook. The Bible is not interested in explaining what death is, defining death. The Bible is not a scientific textbook. Those topics are taken care of these days at the universities and medical schools around the world. The Bible takes technical topics and speaks about them in very concrete terms. Our God is a God of the living. God lives eternally, and God created all life. We are told that Adam and Eve chose to be disobedient. It is disobedience that led to death. Disobedience is the way leading to death. So sin and death are linked. And oddly, the very fact that our lives end in death often leads us to disobedience. Let us eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die. A saying quoted in the Bible itself in one of Jesus' stories. Then the Bible concludes for us in Ecclesiastes, there's a time to be born and a time to die. Our deaths are going to happen. Nothing is more certain than death and taxes. What about resurrection? We human beings cannot do resurrection. As I want us to remember, the best that we human beings can do is resuscitation. When we resuscitate people, they're still ill. What about the NFL football player in January who collapsed on the field? The Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest during a game on January 2nd this year. He collapsed on the field shortly after making a tackle during the game with the Cincinnati Bengals. His heartbeat was restored, and he was taken to the hospital and placed in intensive care. It is reported that Hamlin had to be resuscitated a second time at the hospital. He remained in the hospital 9 days with the statement that Hamlin's recovery would then continue at home. These descriptions are not descriptions of resurrection, are they? Damar Hamlin's example is one of the better examples of medical resuscitation, and one factor that was in Damar Hamlin's favor was that he was so young, 24 years of age. Resuscitation is not immediate, one and done. Nor does resuscitation come with complete healing. Unless Jesus touches you, then you are alive and you are well. Resurrection is not difficult for God. Resurrection is not difficult for God. In the report on Lazarus' resurrection, Jesus raised Lazarus using words. All Jesus said that day was, "Lazarus, come out." Other versions of the Bible claim that Jesus said, "Lazarus, come forth." The next verse of the Bible states, "The dead man came out at Jesus' word." At Jesus' word, resurrection happened. Resurrection sounds simple and easy if you're God. So what's the big deal about Easter Resurrection Sunday? Jesus' followers claim that Jesus was the Son of God, or just say that Jesus was God. Jesus was both God and human, and that is one reason that Jesus could raise the dead, not merely resuscitate them like we modern people often do. And we could claim that for the Lord God, the creator of life, giver of life, resurrection is not hard. Resurrection is impossible for mere mortals, but not impossible with God. I asked the question last Sunday, Jesus raised a number of people from the dead. So why do we focus on Jesus' resurrection? I think that's a good question. And we claim that for the Lord God, the creator of life, giver of life, resurrection is not hard. Resurrection is impossible for mere mortals, but not impossible with God. Excuse me. We often focus on Jesus' resurrection as something wonderful that God did for us. Fine, I don't question that, but as I claim, resurrection is easy for God. I today want to look at something that must be difficult for God to accomplish, and that is death. For humans, death is easy, and resurrection is impossible. With God, resurrection is easy, and death is hard. Jesus knew that his death had to happen. Jesus even shared the information. Today's God's word demonstrates to us that even Peter, the rock, refused Jesus' plan to die. And Jesus was really adamant about God's plan. Peter says, "Never, Lord, this shall never happen to you." Jesus turned and said to Peter, in Jesus' famous words, "Get behind me, Satan. You, Peter, right now, you are a stumbling block to me. You, Peter, do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." God's plan, as Jesus knew, a sinless man will be in the power of evil sinners. God will place himself in the hands of evil sinners. They will kill him. God himself, in the flesh of Jesus, will go through death and one of the worst tortures of death, and at the same time will fall under the curse of God's own divine law. If I may get a little philosophical here, God, who is the giver of life, Jesus said that he was the life, can't just die. God has to submit to death. You and I, as creatures, have to give in to death eventually. We can't stop death. Postpone death, yes. Stop death, no. Our God is going to voluntarily give in to death. And Jesus said it was necessary. Ephesians 3:11, according to his eternal purpose that he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord. 1 Peter 3, Christ suffered for our sins once for all. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but was raised to life. Jesus' resurrection is God's promise to us. Jesus' death is God's accomplishment for us. Jesus' death is where we are saved. The book of Hebrews talks about the sacrifice. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. And I would add, the lambs in the temple did not choose to be sacrificed at Passover. Jesus chose to be our sacrifice. Jesus' prayer in the garden, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done. God was willing to send God's Son. God's Son was willing to do the Heavenly Father's will and drink from the cup, his death. The priest Jesus sacrifices himself, makes himself the sacrifice once for all. And so we come to the natural question. Why was God willing to send God's Son to us to bring us back to the Heavenly Father? Why was the Son willing to be obedient even to death? Why was God accomplishing death in Jesus for us? The answer is God's love. This is how much God loves us. I can't explain God's love, it's just a fact. This is how much God loves us. God's love is God's will. God wants to love us, and so God does. How much does God love us? God submits to death. As we must submit to death, God voluntarily submits to death, while we must submit to death. And by submitting to death, God vanquished death, for death cannot keep God in submission, because our God is life. The Apostle Paul uses this phrase, death is swallowed up in victory for us because of God's love. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And the Apostle Paul, in his letter to the churches of Corinth, for since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. Amen.